For the first time yesterday, Arnold Schwarzenegger met with Gray Davis, the man he'll replace in the California governor's office. Schwarzenegger said the outgoing governor was gracious. Davis said he's going to do his very best to help Governor-elect Schwarzenegger to be a success. Schwarzenegger's decisive victory in the recall election has given California's political establishment a lot to think about, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
After controlling government in California for nearly a decade, Democrats are coming to grips with these facts. Not only did a majority of voters recall the state's Democratic governor, 62% voted for a Republican to replace him. Most of those votes were for Arnold Schwarzenegger. The one prominent Democrat on the second part of the ballot, Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, came in a distant second. This, in a state where Democrats hold sizable majorities in the legislature and congressional delegation. Both U.S. senators are Democrats, and just last year, Democrats won every single statewide office.
This is a wake-up call, to use a cliche. If the Democrats don't hear the alarm going off, you know, we may dig ourselves a hole.
Derry Schrago is the chief strategist for Democrats in the state assembly. He says there were two major factors behind the results of the recall election: the voters' deep disdain for Governor Gray Davis, and their disgust with continual partisan stalemates over California's finances.
It is imperative that the Democrats in Sacramento make it clear that they are going to sit down and listen to what the new governor, has to say and do everything they can humanly do to end the gridlock on the budget in Sacramento. That has to happen.
Democratic officials aren't the only former opponents of Schwarzenegger who have to figure out how to work with him. Organized labor devoted millions of dollars and thousands of bodies to stopping the recall. Now, Art Pulaski, the secretary-treasurer of the California Labor Federation, says he's extended an olive branch to the governor-elect, but he's apprehensive. Most of Schwarzenegger's campaign operatives and his newly appointed chief of staff are veterans of former Republican Governor Pete Wilson's administration.
And Governor Wilson was one of the most anti-worker governors in a generation.
And during the campaign, Pulaski notes, Schwarzenegger derided organized labor as a special interest.
We want to make clear to him that working people in California are not a special interest. Working people are the majority of Californians. And I think that in his heart of hearts, he knows that. And so we look forward to being able to have dialogue with him and to ultimately solve the state's problems with him.
It's way too soon to know if a majority of voters now looks to Republicans to solve California's problems, says GOP strategist Arnold Steinberg. But it's promising, he says, that so many independents and Democrats got on the Schwarzenegger bandwagon.
The good news is that many people are willing to vote for somebody with an R after his name. You know, many times we have people that are brought into the Democratic or the Republican Party based on a particular individual, and it remains to be seen whether they stay there or not.
Whether voters stay in the Republican camp could depend on whether there are more Republican candidates like Schwarzenegger, says Bruce Kane of the Brookings Institution.
It's a vivid demonstration of what a lot of people have been arguing, which is if you could run a social moderate and fiscal conservative, that it would be much harder for the Democratic Party to defeat such a person statewide.
Still, Republican strategist Arnold Steinberg doesn't see evidence in the recall that future Republican candidates will be, or should be, cast in the Schwarzenegger mold of conservative on fiscal matters and moderate on issues like abortion and gay rights.
If you look at the Schwarzenegger campaign, he never ran any of those issues. Schwarzenegger, oddly or not, ran basically as a conservative. I mean, his advertising, his pronouncements on taxes were as heavy-handed as you could go from a standpoint of a conservative opposition to taxes. So I think that there's a misconception that this election somehow represented some wonderful victory for a more moderate wing of the Republican Party, because he really didn't run that way at all.
While experts try to divine the meaning of Schwarzenegger's victory, the very fact of it could be a boon not only to the Republican Party, but to the conservative grassroots activists who started the recall. One such organization recently sent an email to supporters saying it was time to, quote, finish the job, and pledged to compile a list of other elected officials who should be shown the door by the voters. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.